Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. And if you will bear with me for a moment, I have to call Ada Marie because she can't get on the show. We're all filled. You filled it up, and I'll just hang on, and I'll be right with you. Okay.
Okay.
And now we're together here.
Okay, good.
Welcome to the show. This is Ada Marie on the line and Mary Blake, your host. Ada Marie, the old Golden Oracle, is a third-generation seer. She was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by her grandmothers, both conscious mediums. And she's here with us right now, fresh from spirit, and ready to go.
Yes, okay. We are.
Okay. So everything is good.
Finally.
Well, we just had a hard time connecting today.
We did because of the weather.
Actually,
so
I believe we have so many listeners that all of the slots were filled, so I had to call you as a conference call.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can hear. Okay. Hello. Can you hear us, Shakira?
Yes, ma'am. I can hear you.
Fantastic. Thank you. Just wanted to make sure that everything was working. You know, you get these electronic things going, and you don't know for sure whether they're working. Ada Marie?
Yes?
Since Shakira was so nice to help us make sure that we're all connected, would you like to hear her question first?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. My question is just concerning the areas of love, relationship.
What is that?
Do you see me meeting anyone?
Oh.
So.
Sounds like a baby is singing away in the background.
Oh, yeah, that's my baby.
And Shakira wants to know about love and relationships.
Oh, okay. What do you want to know? What is your main question?
Do you see me meeting someone in the near future? So.
Are you meeting someone in the near future?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what she wants to know.
Oh, okay. Late September. Late September. It could be the third week or the first day of the fourth week.
Very interesting.
It is interesting, isn't it?
They're usually not that specific, are they?
No, they're not. And
wow.
I was surprised when they started to say that.
And that's going to be someone I'll be in a relationship with.
Well, it depends on you. You have to, you know, that depends on you, the people you meet, if you are, you know, good together or not. That all depends on you.
And, you know, I was going to say something. My spirits are telling me to tell you to get yourself ready and think about what you have to offer to a relationship, not just are you going to get one, but what are you willing to give and what do you want out of a relationship?
Write that down on a piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. Thank you, Shakira. So, Ada Marie, what does Spirit have a message for us today? Are you for everybody from when you were in your meditation?
Well, I had company, so I didn't get to do a full meditation. But I did I did receive something very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, I do have company here from out of town. And I said, I'm going to do my show. And the voice said to me, you do your show. That's what the people need. And you can talk to your relatives later. And I went, what? What? I thought I never had anything like that ever said to me, ever.
Well, I guess spirit put you on the let you know what you're supposed to do right about now.
I guess they did. So here I am on the show, and then I couldn't get on. You know, the phone wasn't working to let me on.
Mm-hmm.
You had to call
me. As they used to say in Southern Illinois, there's more than one way to skin a cat.
That's right, there is. Right. So what's happening today in our world out there?
Oh, my. There's a big meeting in Canada of leaders all over Europe and our president. So I'm hoping something good is going to come from that.
Well, we're not going to hope. We're going to know something good's going to come from it.
All right.
We're going to hold the knowing so that things go smoothly and correctly.
Good. Good.
When you hope or you wish, you're not putting your senses in the right place. You want positive return on your action. So you want to positively know, without a doubt, that it's going to come out perfect. Now, think about that. You know, people be on their way to work and they'll say, oh, I wonder what today's about. Instead of that, on their way to work, they should say, this is going to be a perfectly good day, and everything we have to do is going to go extremely smooth, and that's the way the day is going to be. And guess what? It happens.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's easy. I mean, if you stick it out there to be a problem, you're going to get a problem. If you stick it out there to be perfectly fine, everything will be good.
Right.
I had to go into a company that makes watches, and that was the first thing I said. I said, get your pencil and paper out. I want you to write this down. This is what you're going to say when you get up in the morning and on your way to work.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, and it got rid of all the nonsense and all the jealousy and all the pitfalls of nonsense. And I said, now at the end of the day, say thank you, God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the bottom line is he's the one that's in control. And if you ask, you'll receive. And if you sit around and jaw, you're going to get nothing but trouble.
Okay. You know, it's amazing how much time we spend worrying about what might happen.
Well, no, it's never going to happen if you don't think about it.
I know.
You give it power, you'll make it happen.
I read once about a scientific study, and they said, like 80% of the things that you worry about happen never happening.
Right.
And right. And about 10% of them happen, but they're not near as bad as you thought they were going to be.
Right.
And about 9% of them happen, and they just it turned out that they're worse than you thought. And there's one percent that of the things you worry about actually happen, and they're worse than you were afraid they were. So you're doing all that worrying for 1%.
Yeah, it isn't worth it.
It seems like a terrible waste of time, especially when.
Well, not only that, it's hard on the body.
Yeah.
I mean, when you worry and fret over stuff, your whole body is affected.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely, it is.
Yeah. And they say about 9% of it, you know, does you know it may be almost as bad as you thought it was, but not quite as bad. But then it was 1% that's worse. So why should we worry about 1%?
Or why should we worry at all when we can think positive about it and turn it around?
Absolutely. Because what you think about becomes your world.
That's right. It becomes a fact. Your thoughts are things, and that chair was a thought in somebody's head, and it became a thing. Your thoughts are things, and what you think about becomes a reality.
And that
so
goes
watch
for your
and
health.
Guard your thoughts.
That goes for your health, too.
Everything.
Because
your health, your finances, your loved ones, yeah. Everything. And if you hold a positive thought, the positive energy will pick up and take it away and do good with it.
That's good.
Amen.
Amen is right.
Yeah.
We have another caller. Would you like? Are you ready to take a call now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, good. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. Is this Sheila?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you have a question?
Yes, I do. I have a health question. I was wondering how I can improve my health. I've been losing some weight, but do you have any thoughts?
Honey, I'm not hearing her. It's not
okay.
Coming through very clear.
She wants to know how to improve her health, and she also wants to lose a little bit of weight.
Well, you can become smaller if you stop losing weight. All you got to do is I'm serious. When people go through this nonsense of losing weight, they're only going to get it back. But if they want to become smaller, do you want to become smaller?
Yes.
Is she there?
Yeah. She's
what
thinking
size
about
do you
it,
wanna
and
be?
Then she came up and said yes.
Yeah. What size do you want to be?
8.
Size 4, size 6?
8.
Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now listen closely. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it, and in 3 or 4 months you'll be down to an 8, and then you'll want to go down to a 6. But here's what you do. You look in the mirror, and you tap your temples and say into the mirror, to the eyes looking at you in the mirror, I am a perfect size 8. I am a perfect size 8. Do it 10 times in the morning and 10 times at night. Now, I'm famous for taking people who weigh 500 or 400 or 600 pounds down to a normal weight, and they stay at that weight for the rest of their life because they are not losing anything. They are becoming something. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Look in the mirror in the morning and mm-hmm. tap your temples 10 times and mm-hmm. say, I am a perfect size. What do you want to be, 6?
She wants to be an 8.
Okay. I am a perfect size 8. Now do that morning and night. And I will tell you that in 3 months you will see a tremendous change in your size. And it will continue to go down and go down until you get to a size 8.
Okay.
Ada Marie, you are absolutely right. Nobody wants to lose anything. When you think about it, your subconscious doesn't understand
losing.
Losing.
Yeah, you have to become.
Mm-hmm.
And if you become, I had one lady that, hilarious, she was hilarious, took her 9 months. She weighed 495 pounds when she came to class.
Mm.
And a year later, she weighed, and it was wonderful. A year later, she weighed 102 pounds, and she was
wow.
beautiful. And when she went back to see her mother didn't even recognize her.
you know, I had, years ago, I had a girl come to me and say, I just can't lose weight. And I said, what do you want to lose anything for? You're not losing weight. You're getting gorgeous.
Yeah.
When she quit laughing, she said, I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Because what you think is what you become.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And all this business of losing. You don't want to lose anything.
Right.
It's wrong. Become something. Become what you want to become. Take a pencil and paper and write it out. Once you write it out and you start saying it, it just automatically becomes what you wrote down. Got it?
Okay.
Is that a deal, Sheila?
Yeah.
Yes,
and the price is right, by the way. You don't take pills. You don't go on diets. You don't do all this crazy stuff. You don't try to run your body to death.
Yes.
So you become healthy.
Spirit doesn't charge us, do they?
No, they don't. No charge.
Okay, thanks, Sheila. We're going to go on to the next question. Okay. Hello. Is this Sandy?
Hello. Yes.
Hi. You have
Hi.
A question for Ada Marie?
Yes. I want to know, my husband had an injury last July, and we've just been trying to get him well. And
he had a what?
An injury.
Oh,
yeah.
An injury. What kind of an injury?
A concussion, and I think it was partially a concussion and partially a cervical spine injury. And we're going back to the doctor because, you know, these doctors, they don't always understand.
Have you been to a chiropractor?
No, he has not.
He better do that. They'll fix it quick.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a special kind of chiropractor he needs to see, and
that's
that is
right.
one
there
that
is.
Specializes in upper cervical.
Right.
Look that up on the Internet.
Okay.
And he'll fix it, and he'll straighten right up.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's affecting his vision and everything, you know.
Everything.
Sure.
It affects everything. Good Lord. It's your head,
yeah.
You know.
And the
it's
thing
right,
is
it's right. It's right pressing on the brain too, on
right.
you know, on the brain stem.
Yeah.
So you,
yeah,
really,
he's got a
you really want to
he's
get
got
to
a
the
headache
right kind
and everything.
Of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to get to the right kind of a man, you know.
Okay, and is he going to be compensated for this? We do have a lawyer.
Yeah, you'll be compensated. And I think you need a lawyer.
Yeah, and I mean, is it going to be soon that we get this to happen?
It depends on how fast you can get the right doctor to fix his head.
Yeah.
Yes, and often the chiropractor will help to verify your claims. But
yeah,
usually these things don't happen overnight.
No.
Are you in a small town or a bigger city?
A big city.
Good. Get on a computer and find a doctor who does that cervical. I can't say the word
it's
that fast.
Upper cervical.
Oh, upper cervical.
Yeah.
Okay, because what I'm seeing, there's two kinds of things I'm seeing. I'm seeing the chiropractor, and I'm seeing a physical therapy group that does that kind of thing.
Try the upper cervical.
Yeah,
chiropractor.
Okay.
They adjust just the neck alone.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm thinking he has a C1,
go.
C2 problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but you need that a specialist on that.
Yeah, you really do.
Okay.
I agree.
It's really hard to find the C1, C2 people.
They are not easy to find, but you can find them. You just keep going.
Yeah.
Get on that computer and keep going and put the message out every day until somebody answers you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So where are you in
I
Texas?
I just wish you had a name for me.
okay. Are you in Texas?
No,
Atlanta. Where are you?
Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Because I was blanking out. I knew I'd seen that area code before, but I couldn't remember where it was.
Knew
it was south.
And
okay.
So you?
You should be able to find one in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wish I wish there was a name that came in.
Well, you know, there's a few million people, and we don't get names easily, and I'm not going to give a name I never heard of, so I wouldn't do that.
Oh,
okay. If I knew somebody who could do the job and do it good, I would quickly tell you that I know somebody who had this done, and this is their result, but I don't have that to tell you.
Okay.
Go on the computer and look up upper cervical chiropractor in Atlanta, and you will will get
you'll definitely find
you'll get it. Okay.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Good luck.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Good luck.
All righty. Hello.
Oh, hi. Hi, Ada.
Hi.
Hi. This
who
is Shay.
Who am I talking to?
This is Shay.
Yes, who are we speaking with?
Shay.
Oh, is it Mandy?
Mandy Shay, yes. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Okay. And what's your question?
Yes, Ada. I'm calling to see if you see things working out between Chad and I, if you see things improving.
Between you and who?
Chad, C-H-A-D.
C-H-A-D. It looks like if you understand what you're doing and can make the proper changes in your thinking, it'll work fine.
Okay.
It's like an acceptance that you haven't quite taken.
An acceptance of what exactly?
Oh, well, of what she's involved in. There's more. This thing has layers, so I can't go there.
Chad, okay. I believe is a boyfriend, or is it someone that you're romantically involved with?
We have an 18-month-old son, and we recently reconnected. And now there seems to be some disconnect, and I'm not sure why disconnect.
I'm getting some. Ada Marie, are you getting? Are you getting compromise that they have to work through, or what?
They do have to. You know, men always feel left out a little when you have a child. So, I think part of it has to be that he has to do part of the care of the baby, in order to feel like he's part of the relationship again.
Right.
That makes sense.
He started a new job about 3 weeks ago, and he's saying that's why more than drastic change in his personality. And I didn't know if is there behind that, or is there something that I'm not hearing or seeing?
Well, it might be you might set him down and say, is a baby taking too much of my time for you? You know, start like that, like it's something you're doing, and then he'll start talking.
Okay, do you see that?
He'll start talking, you'll get your answer.
Okay. And you see that anytime soon, Ada? I just hate dragging things
out.
As
soon as you sit down and talk to him, it'll probably go on for 2 or 3 hours, but that's okay. You got time.
Yeah, it's just getting him to have the time to do that with this new job. That's the problem.
Right. Well, you'll have to get up in the middle of the night, I guess, and do it.
Well, is it... were you separated and now you're back together? Is he living with you or living nearby? Or
we weren't together for some time period, and like I said, we recently reconnected, and I was so happy financial change for him. But like I said, he literally changed overnight on me. And again, he's saying it's because of his job, but I'm thinking to myself, I mean, drastic change. And, but no, we're not living together, but he is nearby. So it's hard to include him in, you know, hands-on things with the baby, with now not seeing him regularly.
Like a lot of men, they think that the baby takes too much attention and they don't get enough. And when you have a baby, you're pretty darn tired at the end of the day, too.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Well, it looks like you need to take it a day at a time. And
1 minute of 1 hour of one day.
And just don't...
You just need
well, I'm
some
getting
sweet
it.
Words.
Don't assume anything.
You just need some sweet words. And think about, yeah.
What words? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Sweet words, she said.
Sweet words. You know, like honey, dear, and then if you have a pet name for him, be sure to use it. That'll make the difference. And lean on him a little. Say, I didn't know the baby was going to take this much of my time. So maybe you could help me a little.
Right.
Yeah,
all
lean
right,
on him.
Well, hopefully we'll get him to have the, you know, much needed conversation here soon.
Yeah.
And it,
right.
You might want to ask him questions about his job and how, and you know, how
his
going.
Day was.
Okay.
You don't see any other romantic interest around him? Should that be a concern?
No, I don't.
Okay, because of course, naturally, when somebody, you know, that just natural to enter my mind.
No, he's not looking at anybody. Does he help take care of the baby?
He was when we first reconnected, but now since he started that new job about 3 weeks ago, now.
Well, you know, it takes time to get used to a new job, especially for a guy.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It does. So be sure to baby him when he comes home. Like you baby the baby. That'll straighten him out.
Boy, he would like to win, let me tell you, because that's what he wants.
Yeah.
Okay. We have someone else with a question. Thanks a lot, Mandy.
Thank you, ladies. Good night.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Who are we speaking with?
Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. And your question for Ada Marie?
About my mom, and she's a spirit. And
your sister and your mother?
Your mother. Her mother is in spirit. And
oh,
she's inquiring
uh-huh.
about her.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Are you able to communicate with your mother?
Haven't been able to.
Okay. Are you, you know what, you have to be very, very patient because sometimes it takes a long time to get that connection to come through, and it takes a lot of patience. And so if you are having trouble making the connection, when you go to bed at night, say, okay, Mom, I'm going to try to leave the connection open so you can come to me and let me know that you're here. Either let me know by the feel of your touch or by something that is commonly used by you and I, a statement or something, but then you'll have a better chance of making the connection come forth.
How long has she been in spirit?
Yeah.
How long?
Almost two years. And my
yeah,
dad's
well,
still...
she's just getting a, yeah, she's getting acclimated herself. So just keep trying. She'll come through.
Okay, because Dad wants to join her, but, you know, it's just not happening.
Yeah.
He's not finished yet.
God's the one that tells him when he can do that.
Spirit says he's not finished yet.
Yeah. He's got things to do.
He's just miserable.
He might not like it, but he better get up and do them. The sooner he gets to doing it, the sooner he can go.
What do you mean?
So, he has to do his homework.
Oh. What kind of homework does he have to do?
Well, whatever he has to do. He knows what he has to take care of.
Yeah.
We all come here for a purpose. We're not just pieces of clay thrown against the wall. We are spirits that come here to do certain things and to be with certain people and to make some kind
things.
Of contribution here. Maybe
yeah.
He's not finished yet.
He's not.
Okay. I just wondered if it had to do with my brother.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, you know, I would like to be able to connect with my mom. I think my dad really had. I think she gave him the old shaking of the finger, you know, saying, you better not do that, you know.
Okay.
Good.
But then
so,
his memory is short.
Okay. Well, maybe it's something the two of you need to do together.
Okay.
If you sat together and communicated at the same time to him, you may be able to build enough power for him to come through. For her to come through,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know,
I do know he fears the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
He's afraid?
Yeah.
Nay. Well,
did you say
amazing.
He's afraid?
Yeah.
Well, he's afraid that she'll come through and he won't know what to do.
I wonder if it has to do with he has some doubt about spirit. If you love God, you certainly shouldn't be afraid of going to be with God. You know that
yeah.
It always puzzled me that people say they love God and they know how wonderful heaven's going to be, and then they're scared of going there.
Yeah, I know. I hear that from people. And I think it's because it's like they're also the kind of people that you can't move from one house to another because they don't want to move.
Mm.
You know, they want to stay put.
And men especially don't like change.
They
want that same chair.
Yep.
Even the springs are cutting into their legs, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
one time I
yeah.
changed the living room around and I went to bed. And, of course, I moved the couch to the other side of the room. My husband came home and fell on the floor. Because he thought he was laying down on the couch. Ah,
what did you do with the couch?
There was no couch. The couch was on the other side of the room. And I opened up the window so there would be light from the window. And he fell on the floor. I heard him when he hollered.
Oh, my God.
So I got up, turned the light on, and said, "What's the matter, honey?" He said, "Where is the couch?" I said, "It's over there." You know, my sense of humor is really great, but he was really mad. He was furious. That made me laugh more.
That's a riot.
Yeah.
Well, I know that I need to connect with my mom, but the thing is can you connect with my mom?
It takes a lot of time, and when you least expect it is when she will show up and touch you or come into your thought process or send a warm feeling through you, because you will be calm enough for her to do that.
Yes, and you have to trust enough to let her go.
Yeah, and just let go and let God.
Yeah, and because thing in the world you want to do is to be an anchor holding her to the earth so that she can't take advantage of all the wonderful things around her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So just be calm and know when it's the right time and you're in the right space, she'll come.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Okay.
And,
Thank you. The
important thing is sometimes we look for a message to come through like a telegram or something or a voice or something, and sometimes that's not it. Sometimes you'll see a light shine on something that she used all the time, or you'll be drawn to pick up a piece of her jewelry, or you'll hear a song she used to love to hear. And all of these things are different ways for them to communicate. And sometimes they're communicating, we don't even know it because we're expecting it to come through registered letter.
You know what I mean? Come that way.
Okay.
Do you find that people have problems with that, Ada Marie? How do you help them?
How do I help them?
Mm-hmm.
Them calm so they can go forward and get all the things that they're worrying about to make this connection is what they got to shut up about. They just got to be calm and peaceful and quiet and just let the energy move in a positive way. And that positive way will bring in something to her that gives her the knowing that everything is okay. And if she does that often enough, she'll get to make a communication.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is have her worrying about you.
Yeah.
Because she's got other work to do now.
Yeah, well, I do know that, you know, she did cross over at one point and then came back when she was in the hospital. And no one else believed it, you know.
Mm-hmm, sure. But you knew.
Yeah, you knew.
Yeah,
that's what's important. And usually you don't need to tell anybody because they just make fun of it and they take away the joy that you had in getting it.
Yeah. That's true.
So don't let them do that. Yeah.
She loved you very much, didn't she?
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not sure sometimes, you know. She did
pretty
ugly things.
Well, yeah, this is a point of imperfection here. There's nobody perfect on this planet, and we don't have any perfect beings.
If we did, we'd all be running to see who they were and talk to them. They'd be overrun.
Yeah. Technically speaking, they'd be in the wrong place.
Right.
Perfect beings are all in heaven, you know.
Right.
In the spirit world.
Right. Yeah. I've got a call coming in from London in about 7 minutes, so we've got to...
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just thank you ever so much and for trusting us with your
Well, I'm delighted. I'm delighted. You know, we've had some trouble with our phone lines, and yesterday I couldn't get on the phone for about 4 hours. So I was praying, and I actually was a little bit harsh. I said, okay, God, now I intend to get these calls today, and I intend to get all of the calls today. There's no need for this phone line to be down. Fix it.
Very good.
And I said it just like that. Fix
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that?
Yeah.
5 minutes
mm-hmm.
later, the phone rang. Yeah. I was sick and tired of that.
Listen, it's amazing that we need to affirm that we are serious in reaching out to people and
right.
and giving them everything that we have to share.
Right.
You know, and once that's it's really clear that's our commitment and our determination, it usually works.
Right. It straightens right up,
mm-hmm.
but you have to be firm. And so, you know, and we've just about done the whole show. But I want you to know, and everybody listening to know, that their thoughts are valuable. So guard them. Don't have a thought that brings anything into your life that will bring a negative condition. So if there's one happening, dismiss it and turn it over to God and let go of it. Let him take care of it. He knows how to do everything. Then you walk away and leave it alone. Don't think about it. If you think anything, send them a blessing. Send them love and light. But by golly, they can really, really make havoc in a person's life if you're going to try to fix it. Don't fix it.
And
let
we
God fix it. Call
so
him
busy.
And tell him, fix it.
And
I do that all
busy.
The time.
We
somebody
to
calls me on the
number.
Phone and says, what do I do for this? I said, call on God. So when I hang up the phone, I just say to God, okay, God, Mary needs this. Fix it. Thank you.
Ada Marie,
it.
We forgot to give everybody
it.
Your phone number.
Yeah.
520-8888.
Go
ahead.
9-6-9-5-1-0. Right. And that is my number, and I answer it till 7 at night. But if you leave a message and a phone number, I will call you in the morning. But you must leave a message and you must leave a phone number. I do not have eyes that go around the world and find that person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
And give your number slowly, because sometimes we're so used to our number we say little and
too fast.
It's hard to catch the numbers.
You can't catch them. You just have to let go and hope they call back.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of calls are like that. They'll drop the very last number and you can't figure out what they said.
Mhm.
So. If you're going to do that, take your time. If you really want to talk to me, take your time, talk slow, and make sure it's loud enough, okay?
Sounds good to me.
And I want all of you to have a wonderful day and a fabulous week. And I send my blessing to everybody. So just have a wonderful, wonderful week.
And I'm sending love and light.
Love and light, right. Okay. Bye-bye.
And we will see you next week.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Same time, same station.
Okay. Alrighty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.